morning show, The Breakfast Club.
Man, what the hell is this, man?
Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm glad they put y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over every...
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined The Breakfast Club. Say something, motherfucker.
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Angela, you getting her hair did?
Yes, indeed.
Charlamagne, what's popping?
Peace to the planet. It's Tuesday.
Yes, it's Tuesday.
Another day. I was shooting my book cover all day yesterday.
Okay.
Clues bombs for me. Damn it.
There you go. When the book come out?
Salute to my guy Jonathan Mannion. It'll be out early next year. All that will be out soon. Press releases and
it's
all
not
that
an
stuff.
Autobiography though, right?
Nah, it's more like it's more like a self help book.
Okay, because a lot more stuff book. Is going on in your life.
Because we read all of these self help books. Like if you read like the 48 Laws of Power or the Mastery by Robert Greene or like Malcolm Gladwell, The Outliers, they use all these historical references to reinforce. You know, their points.
Uh-huh.
I'm just using my life experiences and things I've been through in my life.
There you go.
To reinforce my points, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, just some things that I've learned along the way in this little journey of mine that I'm going to share with the people. And that's all.
You know what I did yesterday? I took my Sunday night football. My daughter didn't have piano, any practices, my older two. I actually took them to the spa. I let them get massages yesterday.
That was their first time?
Yeah, that was their first time at age 12 and 14 that they actually got massages. I didn't get my first massage until I was about 22, 23. But they were able to get their first massage. They loved
it. Your daughter and son?
Yeah. My daughter and son got their first massages yesterday, 14 and 12.
Did you make a girl massage your daughter or a guy?
A girl massaged my daughter.
Okay.
And then a girl massaged my son.
All right. There you go.
So they were both at the massage parlor together. I did it like they were in the same room with each other. So they really enjoyed it. That was the first time that they ever did that. They really were happy.
So your kids had a spa date, basically.
My kids had a spa date.
Yeah.
Daddy sat in the car and waited.
Okay.
We checked in
now
every once in a while.
Like, Daddy, I need a massage.
I told them that's it. There was after
you can't give them that and
after
say that's it.
There was like, can we just sleep here? I'm like, nah. And that's the last time y'all getting one.
Nah, you tell them like you tell them about everything else. Yeah, you can get one if you pay for it.
Oh, there you go.
You want a massage? Get a job.
Well, you started.
There
started
you go.
That's the thing about when you're young and you get certain things like a mani and a pedi. Then all of a sudden, you're like, Ma, I need a mani-pedi. I took my goddaughter to get a mani-pedi, her first one.
How old is she?
She was 6 mm-hmm. when I took her to get it.
That's about right. My daughter's 8. She gets manicures, pedicures. You can never teach a young lady
thanks, Ange. Now all the time, she's like, Ma, I need to go get a mani-pedi. A mani-pedi. And then when she goes with her mom, she's like, when I went with Angela, we didn't have to wait.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. But yeah, but they got massages and they got facials. They were really excited about it. First, it was a good experience just watching. I mean, I would walk in and out just to check on and make sure the ladies weren't doing anything that they shouldn't be doing, but it was a good time for them.
I actually just recently got a masseuse who comes to my house.
Oh, yeah?
And does my massage. And I'm telling you something, it's cheaper than going to the spa.
Oh, really?
To hire somebody to come to your house and do it. And
shut your rich ass up.
Well, it depends. How much?
It's $100.
It depends what spa you're going to.
An hour and a half.
Y'all are rich. Y'all got masseuses coming to y'all cribs?
I think sometimes don't say y'all.
I just got me a nice little Massage Envy membership. Okay?
That probably costs more than
I ain't gonna lie. No, it don't.
$40 a month.
$40 a month. Because I got one. What's the other place? Not Massage Envy. There's another one.
I don't know.
Elements.
I ain't never been to
I'm at Elements. Same thing.
Wait, the massage is $40?
Mine is $49 a month.
That's how much you pay a month.
That's how much you pay a month.
Massage Envy all around the country. Mm-hmm. No matter where you at, you see one, you be like, oh.
Same thing with Elements.
That's really cheap.
Nice little franchise.
And it's good, too.
Yes, it is.
Can you go more than once?
Yeah.
You go as much as you want. You pay a monthly membership like a gym.
$49 a month? That sounds crazy.
I do 90 minutes.
Invest in yourself. Ain't nothing wrong with paying for a masseuse, bro.
That's funny because there's one in Brooklyn, and every time I try to make an appointment, it's always all booked up.
It's always booked.
Which is kind of
Massage Envy?
Yeah.
You should be a member.
Yeah, you ain't got to worry about that.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can. If you remember.
Yeah, it doesn't even matter because every time I call, they don't know if I'm a member or not. There's no appointment available.
They ask you.
Yeah, they ask you. So
they didn't
ask
me. I called like, hey, I want to see if I can get an appointment. Oh, we don't have anything
today.
Oh,
no, they don't do that.
I don't know what janky when you call them. But anyway, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what we're talking about, Yeezy.
Let's talk about Billy Bush. We told you he got suspended from the Today Show. We'll tell you what they have to say about that. Also, Columbus Day was yesterday, and a man actually drove through a crowd. We'll tell you what happened.
And Beanie Siegel will be joining us this morning.
Okay, that should be interesting.
He got a lot to clear off his chest. Of course, there's a lot of been going on with Beanie Siegel, him and Meek Mill, him and Game.
Him and Charlamagne.
I've had my opinions about Beanie. What's the over-under on Beanie cursing me out? What's the over-under?
I give it about a good 99.999. Okay.
All right, listeners, if you're listening, tweet us right now. Tell us what's the over-under on Beanie cursing me out.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right, keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Here's for free. Another one. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news now. In baseball playoffs, the Nationals beat the Dodgers to take a 2-1 series lead. The Indians swept the Red Sox in 3 games. Now, the Blue Jays play the club. Wait, what it says? Play the Blue Jays next. Okay, they play the Blue Jays next. The Cubs lost to the Giants, but still have a 2-1 series lead. Now, NFL Monday Night Football. The Bucs beat the Panthers 17-14. I thought the Panthers were supposed to be a dope squad.
By the way, I said the Panthers was going to be trash before the season even started. Okay?
Remember, Cam Newton was out with a concussion.
When?
Last night.
And the game before that. I told y'all he was going to be trash. So he hadn't played the past 2 games?
No. He had a concussion. Then he got hit the last game, and he's out this game.
I'm not concerned about other teams right now. All I know is my Dallas Cowboys are 4-1. And if Jerry Jones, you know, is out here talking like Tony Romo is going to be our quarterback when he come back, we need to slap the hell out of Jerry Jones. Okay?
All right. Well, let's talk Billy Bush.
Yes, Billy Bush was suspended from the Today Show. He was absent from the morning show after his involvement with Donald Trump in that 2005 videotape where he was conversing back and forth with Donald Trump about groping women. Well, they did say that he has been suspended indefinitely. And right now they said that all the staffers at NBC have been deeply troubled by the tape, which surfaced on Monday internally but was first published, as we know, later on in the week. Okay, so I was actually seeing that Hillary Clinton is now leading by double digits.
Yes.
After all of that. All right.
Which is a great thing.
That's a great thing.
It's just amazing that Billy Bush got suspended for the rhetoric that I use on a daily basis. It's amazing. Great job I have. Drop one of Clues bombs for me, damn it. Okay, I don't have to worry about those kind of stuff.
Well, if anything crazy happens, you never know what people can bring up, and that's why it's important not to say anything that you could potentially regret later on. And this is a great lesson for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just be transparent. It is weird with Donald Trump, though, because he's not a politician. There's probably so much stuff that you can, you know, dig up from the past 15, 20 years that will damage him right now.
Right now, he's throwing a lot of dirt on Bill Clinton. Every time they bring up anything, he says, Well, Bill Clinton did that.
If I was Donald,
he's not running for president.
If I was Donald, I would just say I wasn't a politician back then. Mm-hmm. I had no political interests. Yes, when I went on Howard Stern's show, I talked filthy.
Yeah, the problem with that is that nobody wants a president, especially as a woman, who actually degrades and speaks about women in that way. I wouldn't want you to be president of the United States. What about women's rights?
Absolutely. Not just women, minorities as well. I mean, he does it to everybody.
This weekend was just another brick in the wall of violence that Donald Trump has built for himself.
Absolutely.
Like, come on.
Now, let's talk about the Columbus Day. What happened Columbus Day?
Well, there was a group of activists who were protesting Columbus Day, as a lot of people should have been. And a guy actually drove a pickup truck through that group of activists that were protesting.
Where was this?
Hit 5 of them and sent one to the hospital in Reno, Nevada.
Mm.
All right, so apparently the group was under the Reno Arch. They were posing for a photo when 2 men in a white Nissan pickup stopped right before the crosswalk. They had some words exchanged, and that's when the man in the truck drove through the crowd. Definitely a hate crime.
Wow.
You have the right to peacefully protest.
Absolutely.
If you so choose. And if someone objects to that, keep it moving.
Okay. No good news this morning?
No.
Jesus Christ. I haven't had my green tea. I ain't drink my green juice. I haven't had my protein drink yet. Jesus Christ.
All right. Well,
murder, Donald Trump.
800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe you need to get some things off your chest. Maybe you had a bad night, bad morning, whatever it may be. Phone lines are wide open. 800-585-1051. Call us up right now. Tell them why you're mad. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Hey, yo, this is DMX. You know what makes me mad? When ask for the truth, but can't handle the truth. All right? Now tell them why you mad on The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Hello, who's this?
Chance from Atlanta, Georgia.
No worries, man. Why you sound so depressed, bro?
Because my grandmother just passed, and it don't look like I'm going to be able to get to the funeral on time because it's on Sunday. I don't have no money because I had just bought my car.
So why don't you drive your car then?
Well, my grandmother is in New York, and I live in Atlanta, but this car isn't like a traveling car. It's a commute car. It's like a...
It might not make it.
It's not that it might not make it. It's definitely not going to make it.
When's your grandma's funeral?
It's on Sunday.
He said Sunday in New York.
Okay, this is what you do. You email Angela Yee at breakfastclubam@gmail.com and provide proof of your grandmother's death and provide proof of the funeral, and I'll fly you to New York.
There you go.
You don't know what that means to me because me and my brother are kind of just stuck down here. My mom's already out there, but
You ain't say nothing about two people now. What happened now?
No, it's him and his brother stuck, man. You got to fly on both, bro.
What?
Yeah. You can do it if you want. I mean, I'm not asking or begging. I'm just upset about
it. Email breakfastclubam@gmail.com.
I'll check it out. We need to see all the details.
And I'm putting insurance on both them tickets. So that means I can cancel the flight and get my money back. If I pay for these flights, don't you go to your grandma's funeral and take no selfies with her dead body now.
And now you know you owe something to Charlamagne.
We wouldn't short. I'm not going to shorty love my grandmother. That's disrespectful.
All right, bro.
Hey, God bless y'all. Charlamagne, I listen to The Brilliant Idiots every Wednesday. And Angela Yee, I listen to Lip Service all the time. And
thank you.
You need a podcast.
Well, don't stop listening if I don't buy these tickets.
I'm not going to stop listening to it.
All right, bro.
God bless y'all.
Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. See, that ended on some positivity.
I'm checking out these flights right now. Listen, said it's on Sunday.
Yeah.
I got a nice poll up right now, too. The poll is Beanie Siegel going to curse me out this morning. Facts are no facts.
Okay.
75% of the people said facts. 25% of the people said no facts.
I'm voting on the facts side.
We'll see.
All right. 800-585-1051. Tell them why you're mad. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was One Dance. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, Charlamagne just said he'll buy two flights for a young man that's stuck in Atlanta trying to get home.
I ain't say nothing about two flights. I said I'm going to buy him a flight. I ain't say nothing about two flights.
You ain't going to buy his brother
a flight? No, I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Well, listen, we'll wait until we see the information.
Yes, and we're going to see. I got to make sure that it's legit and all that. You know, people will be scamming out here. People don't even care. People will tell you their grandma died, their mama died. I need $300 to make me feel better. Shut up. Okay.
Well, this is this way.
You'd be buying the flight.
So you got to worry about the money.
Yeah, we're
gonna figure
it out.
If you left on this day, it's $987.
Oh, book that flight. What flight is that?
Nah, we got to have him come in on Saturday.
Now, Beanie Siegel will be joining us in a little bit.
Yes, I've had my opinions about Beanie Siegel. I think Beanie Siegel be out here sounding like a hater.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think he's just straight up hating on Meek Mill. Mm-hmm. I don't see any reason for him to be really coming at Meek. And I think that it's, you know, very snakish that he was in the studio with Meek and then 8 days later, He was dissing him on Tax Stone's podcast. So,
well, we're going to kick it with Beanie in a little bit.
I got the poll up online right now. Will Beanie Siegel curse me out this morning? Facts or no facts? Let me see where we at with it right now. It was 75-25 a little while ago. Right now it is...
I definitely think he's going to curse you out. I'm going to say yes.
Envy says yes also.
The poll should be, will Beanie have a pistol with him? That should be the poll.
It's 432 votes, 75% facts, 25%. No facts.
Yeah.
What, do you have a pistol with him? What the hell are you talking about?
Pistol with? Scott, come on now.
You think it's still early 2000s? What are you talking about?
Okay. Pistol. All right. We got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, we are going to talk about another record that Drake has broken. He's always breaking some type of record. We'll tell you why he holds this record. Also, Amber Rose, Dancing with the Stars. She is under some pressure. We'll give you an update.
Okay. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up. Nah.
Well, there's a lot riding on this massage therapist who is going to be testifying as early as today in the Derrick Rose alleged rape case. It's a civil rape case. Now, Jessica Kendra Groff is the massage therapist who's up to testify as early as today, and she's friends with the accuser. So basically, she's saying that she accompanied the accuser to Derrick Rose's home in Beverly Hills the night of the alleged attack, and she's also the subject of why it might be a mistrial. Now, the attorneys are saying that the accuser actually deleted a text message that she sent to Groff. About Groff. She said, "She was mad at me, babe. Why you have me bring a bitch and you ain't finna F her." That's the text message that the accuser sent to Derrick Rose about the massage therapist who is her friend. So their lawyers are saying this contradicts her claim that she did not consent to the sex that occurred with Derrick Rose and his co-defendants less than 2 hours later at her apartment in downtown L.A. So basically what she's trying to say on her behalf is that she brought the women just to give the both of them massages. She had just graduated from massage therapy school.
Mm-hmm.
That was her friend, and that was the reason for bringing her.
So yeah, how complicated that situation sounds.
It's very complicated.
Somebody tweeted me yesterday and goes, "I can't believe Charlamagne would get on the radio and say that sometimes consent isn't as simple as yes or no." This is what I gave this example. This is a very complicated situation.
Well, I guess what they're trying to say on behalf of Derrick Rose's lawyers is that she deleted that first text message, so it should be a mistrial because the accuser was deleting messages that looked incriminating on her behalf.
Mm.
So we'll see what happens when she takes the stand, but we will keep you updated on what's going on.
Okay.
All right, the 2016 American Music Award nominations are in, and guess who has the most nominations this year?
Beyonce.
Drake.
Drake has 13 nominations.
Drake got more than Beyonce?
Which is a record for most in a single year. He actually beat Michael Jackson, who had 11 nominations back in 1984. So Drake is still breaking records.
How much Beyonce Lemonade album got?
Beyonce got 4 nominations.
Ugh. Really?
Yes.
Really. Disgusting.
I am disgusted. Lemonade is deserving of a double-digit nomination.
Now, Rihanna got 7 nominations. Adele and Justin Bieber got 5. And Beyonce and the Chainsmokers got 4 nominations each.
Okay.
Right? Beyonce and Drake are going to be competing in Artist of the Year, along with Adele, Rihanna, The Weeknd, Selena Gomez, Ariana Grande. That's going to be a
crazy
category.
I know I'm a Pinkett Smith Winfrey Knowles Carter, so I could be a tad bit biased, but I think Beyonce would win that category.
Okay, Artist of the Year?
Yeah, I think so.
I can see it.
Out of everybody you just named, I think so.
But congratulations to Drake on his 13 nominations and breaking a record.
Drop one of Clues Bomb for Aubrey.
All right, Dancing with the Stars. I know y'all haven't been keeping up. That's why I'm going to keep you updated on what's going on. Now, Amber Rose was feeling the stress because she thought she might get eliminated yesterday.
I heard she's pretty bad with the dancing. Is that true?
You got to watch it and see.
What do you think? I haven't seen it.
She's gonna
just say yes or no, ye. God dang, it don't have to be so complicated.
Is she good or not?
Jesus Christ.
I'm going to tell you what's difficult. The best person I ever saw on Dancing with the Stars was Nicole Scherzinger. But it's not fair because she's a professional dancer.
He ain't ask you that,
so
though. He asked you, is Amber Rose good or not?
How is Amber Rose? Amber Rose was a professional dancer, too.
She's not the worst, and she's not the best. Like, there's people worse than her, but...
You're a politician.
I'm just being honest.
But can she dance? You say really yes, not. She can dance.
I want her to be able to twerk better and do things like that. That's all. I feel like she could have been... I had higher expectations because she was a dancer.
So she could dance.
She's all right, but she's not...
They better not ever call you to host no shows like American Idol, Dancing with the Stars, America's Got Talent. You better not ever be a judge on those shows.
I'm just trying to be honest about what it is. I thought because she was a dancer that she would be...
So she can't dance.
...a lot more fluid in her movements.
She can't dance is what Angela is trying to say.
Oh. But she's okay.
She's okay.
I mean, if you compare it to the rest of the contestants, she's not bad, but she's not no Nicole Scherzinger. Okay. All right. Well, the last night, what the theme was an important time in your life. And for her, that was 2013. That was the year that she had Sebastian.
Okay.
She got married. But before she actually had to perform, she was breaking down. Check it out.
What are you worried about?
It's like... Dance is hard. And
yes,
then,
it's called Dancing with the Stars. Samba,
but it's
week
like
six,
Sunday,
week five,
and I have heels on.
Babe, yes, and you have to turn around. The music plays. You go from beginning to the end, just like we did in rehearsal. It's fine. You got this. You're good. Suck it up. Like what your week story is about, and get this done.
What does having heels on a Sunday have to do with anything?
I guess she's saying it makes the dancing even harder that she has to do it with heels on. Which y'all couldn't relate to.
No.
Of course.
That's how you know she was in pain, because it sounded like she was just saying anything. It's Sunday and I have heels on. That's when you're in pain. You're, you know, you see little kids and they just say the wildest, randomest stuff. You're like, what are you talking about?
Well, the good thing is that there was no elimination. And next week, Pitbull will actually be serving as a judge when they return next week. But one of the most emotional ones this past week was race car driver James Hinchcliffe. Now, if you guys remember this, he actually was an IndyCar. He's an IndyCar driver. He almost lost his life last year when he crashed into a wall at over 200 miles per hour. Mm. Remember when that happened?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right. That's when the car disintegrated. A shard impaled in his upper left thigh. It struck an artery. And according to his doctor, he said he had to replace all the blood in his body three times over.
Damn.
Saved his life at the hospital. So he actually had a score of 29 out of 30.
Wow.
All right. And that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
I just want to tell Amber Rose, too, if you can walk in the slut walking heels, you can dance with the stars in heels.
Shut up, man.
Everybody was breaking down. It's a stressful show.
Okay.
Amber, you said you wanted to do Dancing with the Stars at
one point. I would do it. Absolutely would do it.
I remember you were like, I need to get on there.
I would do it.
We would definitely vote for you every week.
I wouldn't dance with no heels on a Sunday, but I would definitely do it.
What about Saturday?
Shut up. All right. Now, when we come back, Beanie Siegel will be joining us. We'll kick it with Beanie Siegel, of course.
Okay, let me tell you about the poll. I got the poll up right now. Is Beanie Siegel going to curse me out this morning? 76% of the people say facts. 24% of the people say no facts. We'll see.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get into that when we come back. We'll clear up everything with the beef with him and Meek Mill, the game, what's going on in Philly, him getting punched in the face.
I don't have
all
a
that.
Beef with Beanie Siegel.
All right, we'll
I don't
get
have
into
no beef with nobody.
Yeah, all right. We'll get into that when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Beyonce with Sorry. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building, Beanie Siegel.
Yeah.
Morning, sir.
Beans. Now, we've had some opinions about each other over the past month or so. I heard you on Tax Podcast.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I was questioning you with your diss records, man. You sounded like a hater lately, man.
A hater?
Yeah.
How you say that? A hater?
Because I feel like, you know, you put out two diss records, but then you was in the studio with Meek like 8 days prior to the first diss record. And I'm like, if anybody else did that, I think you'd be saying that was a sucker move. That's kind of sneaky.
I don't think you qualified to even say I sound like a hater because you don't know all the particulars. So how you qualified to say I'm a hater? Hate on what?
I'm just telling you basically.
But why do you say I'm a hater?
Because, you know, everything is that used to be me and I used to be in that position.
When did you ever hear me say that?
On Tax Podcast. Absolutely, you said that. You was like, yo, he can't rap better than me, which could be a fact. That used to be me. People come up to me all the time and say when you was in that position, Beans, things was better. It wasn't like
that. So that's a hater or me giving some advice to somebody to move a little different? Did you not also hear me say I don't want you to make the same mistakes I did?
Mm-hmm.
So is that me schooling somebody or sounding like a hater?
It sounds like no disrespect, but then you disrespect them. Okay. Especially because I mean, just for me personally, when you say Meek not real, like, oh, Meek not a real person, he never been in the street. That's cool, but like 8 days prior, you was in the studio with him. Like,
yeah,
you didn't know all that before that?
Yeah, that's why I said that. You sitting back, like I told people, don't let the media, social media, make up your mind. You going by from what you just saying. You don't know what conversations transpired before that, what events transpired before that.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said before, I jump out the window for somebody who ain't going to even walk out the door. You got to prove yourself, bro. That's what I meant by that. Like, if you got into something and you come and get me, yo, we got to go do this. Hold up. Because I know what I'm going to do.
Got you. But why ride for somebody you don't think real?
Like if you because it's bigger. It's bigger than that particular person. It's for the city. I'm for my city in a whole.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a part of that, a very important part of the city. It's not about me hating on me. I've f***ed with me totally. But when you do something, now it's like, damn. So like I said before, I jump all the way out in the wind because I know what I'm gonna do on. Mm-hmm. Another level. Like, it's two levels to say. It ain't about music. It's about that, and it's about
so
that other
shit. Exactly was the...
You ain't qualified to ask me that question. You ain't qualified to get that answer, bro.
Let's rewind it. The game came up here, and you know, he did a diss record going at Meek, and then we heard a Meek record, and we heard you on the record.
Yeah.
So we thought that I mean, no, I think the world thought that you would jump in with Meek and starting to go at Game. So what happened there? Why did you jump on that record?
For my city.
Mm-hmm. But you and Game were cool.
Yeah.
And then Game.
Because it's music. Mm-hmm. Come on, man. Just think about it. Game and Meek.
Mm-hmm.
It's music. Ain't not going to transpire from that.
But then Game said that.
Yeah, a few days later, you called him and apologized.
No, that's bullshit. Call Wack on the phone. Get him on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
My question to them is, you standing on what you saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to keep reiterating this because I think I clarified that once conversations was going back and I asking the brother, yo, is this real? Because it can get straightened out
right
on a different level.
Right, right.
So when you say stand down and all right, well, go ahead, you handle that. But then when Game come back and it's like, yo, we got to do this. No, we ain't got to do shit. You got to handle that, bro. You know what I mean? You're dealing with two people. You're dealing with Mac and you're dealing with Beanie Sigel.
Mm-hmm.
So when I see, oh, this is some Beanie Sigel shit, I can go in the booth and slaughter them up.
Right. With the records being said, we seen you at the console and people assume that you were helping them write raps. Did you ghostwrite any of those lyrics?
A few of them, yeah.
Mm-hmm. For both Meek and O'Malley.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, just the whole situation seems shaky. I know you say I'm not qualified to speak on it. I'm just observing it. But it just seemed like, you know, loyalty with you lies with who's providing you opportunity at the time.
Man, get the fuck out of here, Charlamagne, man. Provide me. What loyalty? With who? He ain't provide me no opportunity. He ain't called me and asked me to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I did that. I walked into Meek wasn't even there. It was just O'Malley in the studio.
Oh, so O'Malley called you to the studio?
No.
Meek called you to the studio?
No. It wasn't no call. Somebody told me, Lil Tok, me cousin, yo, O'Malley in the studio, they recording something. I go in there, oh, this is what y'all doing. I wasn't even going to get on the
road.
X, Y, Z, help him out. Nah, you got to do this, bro. Say this. I went in and referenced the track for him. And they just kept that part in there with my vocals. Two bars. That's all I said. I don't even think it was a whole two bar. Maybe even a bar. So they just kept my voice in there. But I ain't get no phone call. Matt, come help. Come ride. Come do that. That ain't go down.
Mm-hmm.
They in the studio. I went to the studio. What's the situation?
But is it true that you said that you just wanted to get next to him because he wasn't returning your call about a concert or something?
It wasn't it. See, my word, I might have said it wasn't it about that.
Because that's what made me be like, that's real snakish. If you wanted him to
nah,
do the show.
Nah. It ain't nothing about that if you listen to it. The show that he had that people wanted him to do, it was when I realized it, why he didn't want to do it after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to do the show because Game was on the same bill.
Mm.
Now, what's snake is? Mm. What's snake is? Knowing I didn't hear the 92 part, if I would have heard that, I would have said, all right, you handle that. But you know this dude just picked me up in a record, shouted me out crazy. You knew that. You know I didn't hear that.
So you didn't hear the record at all before?
At all.
Okay.
So if I tell you, Charlamagne, take this ride with me, and then we wind up going somewhere, and then this happened, and you're like, what the f***? You walk me in? Why you?
Got you. Okay.
So what's snakish? That or that? Answer that.
That's snakish. Yeah.
All right, then.
So now
absolutely.
Now right, what then. Happens, because like you said, there's Beanie Sigel, and then there's Mac, right? We thought it was Beanie Sigel. We thought it was rap. Then you go to a performance, and somebody steals you.
Yeah.
So now where is it now? Because it's no longer.
Hey, man, listen.
Now, I'm a rap fan. I'm qualified to answer this one. As a rap fan, I don't want to see violence between brothers, but I also want to see Beanie Sigel be the Beanie Sigel that we've heard he's been all these years. But then the other side of me is like, we all grown now. I don't want to see that. So where does it stand?
I got my moments. If I was going to do what Mac wanted to do, you wouldn't hear no records from me. Come on, Charlamagne, you know me. You didn't see me a hole in the walls.
Absolutely.
Unexpectedly.
That's why I was shocked that somebody would test you in Philly. It can happen to anybody, of course.
Anybody,
anywhere. But in Philly?
But I was surprised you were by yourself.
Philly? Yeah.
Because I've seen you when back in the day, the Rockefeller beef and the Rockefeller mixtapes. If you were by yourself, you had a Mac on you.
Yeah.
Or you had 30 niggas. So when
I
see that happen,
I had State Property with me.
I was surprised that you were by yourself, knowing that you were going there, knowing that he was there, knowing what it was.
He's harmless, though. Meek harmless. He harmless. He harmless.
But what about dude that you got into it with?
Harmless. He was, see, you only seeing what you saw. You didn't see what transpired from there. I wasn't by myself. It was two of my bros. You know what I mean? He 5'2", but you let him tell her he's 6'4". Mm-hmm. He was trashed by the little 5-footer. So the embarrassment set in. Mm-hmm. You had every opportunity to do what you wanted to do. And my face, that's the only way you can get that off with my back turned. Can't get that off in my face. And the situation's sticky because it's close. It's like, it ain't like it was one of me goons. This is family. However way you choose to word it or whatever you want to say, this is, it's too close, man.
All right, well, we got more with Beanie Siegel. When we come back, don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was No Limit, Usher. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, Beanie Siegel's in the building. He's clearing up some things. He's clearing up his beef with Meek Mill. Also, The Game. Now, Charlamagne?
So what you hate about the rappers is the feminization of the rappers.
Do you?
I let people do them, man. It's not my era.
You bullshit.
It ain't my era.
You gotta say what's politically correct.
Nah, I don't give a never. I just don't care. Like, to be honest with you.
That's sad, then. You got children?
Yeah, two daughters. Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow.
See, the thing with it is, one thing out of this whole situation that I appreciate is the fact that bars are coming back.
Yeah.
I told you that when you sent the record. I was like, this is what the game has been missing. And not just with you, with Meek. Meek spit a freestyle on Flex that was dope. Game spitting. Like, that's what the game has been missing.
Yeah.
Bars and people, like, really putting thought into their lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the one thing that made me say, I'm glad this happened because I haven't heard from Beanie the way that I wanted to hear from Beanie in years.
Yeah.
You said you wasn't going to do no diss records, though. That you said on
the
podcast.
Yeah, that was before I heard the Funkmaster Flex.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It makes sense when you put it all together.
Yeah.
You know? But what did he say on the Flex thing that really pissed you off? Because I didn't catch it.
Shut up, man. What's up, Evie? This dude.
I ain't.
Stop playing games, man.
He threw one at Drake. He threw one at Mac. He threw one at Game. He was throwing.
Stop playing, man.
So when somebody throws one at you, you come with three hard ones. You going.
I mean that because it was like the situation that happened at hand. I got every right to say, you know what, f*** it.
Mm-hmm.
And do me. And you ain't going to be able to stand that, man. Whoever.
Do you feel like you bought this on yourself, though, by being in the studio with Meek? If you say Meek wasn't real to this whole time, you know he wasn't the
It don't
the
matter. No, ain't no, half of these motherfuckers in the music business ain't real.
So why be around him?
So it ain't about Meek because he from Philadelphia. That's why. He represent Philadelphia. He the voice for Philly right now. Mm-hmm. That's why. That's why I be around him. That's why. He like a target because of the young fly in it. With the bad chick. Regardless if he real, if it's facade, who cares?
So if it don't matter, then why go in on him on a tax podcast and keep repeating that he not real if it don't matter?
Because the incidents that occurred, that's why. A chain of events.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't for that, then I wouldn't have did that.
You never spoke to him after that, though? You never had a conversation after the whole game incident? Because it seems like you're all from Philly.
Yeah, after the game thing, we had a conversation. And when that conversation transpired, he said some bullshit.
Over the phone to you?
Yeah, it was over the phone. So now you got to stand on that.
Mm.
If I felt the disdain in my heart towards Youngin like I did, it wouldn't be no music, man. Mm-hmm. Understand that.
Right.
It wouldn't be no music.
But you know, Philly's always had the reputation that y'all can't get along. So it's like right now, you just proving that point. Because you got Oskino over here talking about you.
Ain't
Meek doing this. It just seemed like none of y'all can get along.
Let's talk about New York. Don't people go to beef in New York? So
absolutely.
Troy Ave and this one.
Mm-hmm.
So can New York get the fuck along?
No, but that's ultimately.
All right, so don't just make it a focal. Don't just make it a.
That's what destroyed New York ultimately, though.
All right, well, that's y'all.
So what do you hope to gain from the situation? Not gain, I guess. What do you hope for this to accomplish?
What it accomplished? I don't have no ulterior motive.
I mean, you the OG, so if you're the OG and you're talking to the youngin', do you hope for Meek to gain some knowledge from this or what?
Absolutely. That's been our conversations prior to all this.
Mm-hmm.
through all this, just giving the knowledge. Yo, don't make the mistakes I did, bro.
But I do feel like he's a punching bag right now.
Boss,
I feel
up.
Like he's a target.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Well.
Like, I don't know why they would think that, but they think he's an easy target. Because I see when people go, they so many people have gone at Meek trying to knock off his character.
From where?
From everywhere.
Anywhere?
Well,
you got to look at it.
From a lot of these rappers.
You is who you is when you get off the steps. Mm. See, I come from an era where Nick checked your background. Mm. I think he brought that upon himself.
If Meek gets destroyed or he doesn't have a career in a couple years, that hurts the city of Philly.
No, it don't. Because you got a lot of dudes in Philly that can rap. It'll just be a door open for somebody else to come from Philly.
But you don't think, Beans, after a while, this starts to look like your M.O.? Like, when something don't go Beans' way, Beans gets upset.
Like, you keep harping on that. Didn't we just answer that?
Whether it was with Hov or like now with me.
That's personal, dog. That was personal. I explained that already. It ain't nothing about it didn't go with me. That was personal. Something between me and my brother. Live familiar family.
Well, you think things are ever truly the same once you do that? Because people look at you like, I don't know if I can trust me.
How you can't trust me?
Because it seems like you just flip.
I'm a man about my...
Like, it's hard to trust somebody. Like I said, you know, I keep going back to this, but it's true. He was in the studio with Meek 8 days prior.
Did we or did not just answer that?
But you knew he wasn't real. You said he wasn't... You didn't think he was real when you was in the studio with him.
All right, put it like this. Is Kanye a street nigga?
Absolutely not.
Huh?
Absolutely.
But when Kanye put that phone call in, you know the stories. Who was there? And he ain't a street nigga, but he part of that thing of ours.
Mm-hmm.
So I took penitentiary chances. He put the call in, I was there. Strapped tooth to nail. Cause he a part of our family. You understand what I'm saying?
Now, for people that don't know.
You don't understand? Because, you know why? Because you not from that cloth.
Mom, that's cool. I don't get it.
You not. That's why you don't understand that. That's like the average dude.
It's a difference between saying somebody's not a street and saying somebody's not real and a sucker. That's the difference. It's the difference between being street and real. Kanye's
when
real.
You portray
Kanye's
yourself,
real, but true to who he is.
When you portray yourself in a certain light, like you going to go all the way right there and you don't, I got to draw back. So understand that. Like, it don't matter if a person, well, he could be a square, but that's my man. That square, that's my man, and we play video games because that's what he do, and I want to come and I chill with him. If he got a problem here, stone cold square, this ain't your feel, young. I got that. That's what men do.
I'm just the type, if I don't like somebody, I don't pretend to. Like, that's
you
just
bullshit.
My...
You're a character. That's why.
That's the truth, though.
You're a character,
life's too short to be wasting your time with suckers or people you think is suckers.
So why I'm here, then? Because I think you're a sucker. So I should be out, right?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I wouldn't. I mean, that's me personally. I wouldn't sit there and have a conversation with a sucker.
Yeah, you'll sit here and you'll badge a little girl, a little mom until she cried. That's what you do. I'm a coward, nigga.
We talk, me and you talking to each other now. I tell you that I think you're a hypocrite.
You can think what you want, thing.
And I think you'd be coming off as a hater sometime.
Right. You can think what you want, thing.
All right, well, we got more with Beanie Siegel when we come back. Let's get into a little Beanie Siegel mini mix. Let me know your favorite Beanie joint. It's The Breakfast Club. Come on. That was a little Beanie Siegel mix. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Beanie Siegel is in the building. Now, what's next for you musically?
That's the good thing that's going to come out of here.
And that is
music.
Bars. And that's what I told you. It's good because we haven't heard Beanie Siegel in a while, and a lot of these kids don't know who Beanie Siegel is. Now, how is it recording with one lung?
It's hard.
Is it true you got to stop in between songs?
In between bars sometimes. Yeah, my shit twisted up there.
Because we can tell you, even with your voice, you know, the voice is not the same. Does that bother you at all? Because it's not that same.
No, that's why you ain't hearing no music from me, because I couldn't embrace that. I'm used to going in the booth and going for 4 or 5 minutes straight, no breath, and had a lot of weight on me at the time. It was rolling like, this is my voice, so I couldn't hear me, because I'm used to me sounding a certain way. I couldn't hear me, and then, you know, I just had to embrace it. Like, it is what it is. This how I sound.
Because even now, when I hear you spit, I have to get over the voice because it ain't the same
it
voice
ain't the
I'm used to.
Yeah.
And you're listening to the bars, it's the same bars, but not the same voice.
Yeah, the content of the music ain't going to never change. Like, I've been through too much than the average person I have. I've been through too much.
Now that's the other thing, too. You named about 4 ailments you were suffering from when you was on Tax Podcast. Does that not make you want to say, you know what, maybe I need to calm down on the street thing?
Nah, not at all. Because you wouldn't say that. Like, you saying that because the incident that occurred, like I said, Ain't nobody in their right mind going to stand straight in front of me and square off. You're going to catch an L. I do this.
I mean, even
on
your present
side,
state?
Something up.
You don't think you'll ever grow out of the street thing? Because I think you...
I'm
you
out of it. You, like you heard it on the song. Yeah, I mean, every time I get out, they want to pull me right back
I think
out.
We need to make a distinction between real and street. I think that sends the wrong message to the kids. I think it's a difference between being criminal and being real. Because you could be somebody like Kanye who's a real individual to himself. He
yeah.
knows what he does.
Yeah. But this is just where I come from. This is just me.
Mm-hmm.
That's me.
I see you...
You wouldn't rock with me if I was to be something else. Tell the truth.
Why not? I like growth. I like to see people evolve. I think it's whack when you stay in the same place and look stagnated. I think after a while, you look corny.
Well, you seen over the weekend, you seen the picture that was posted. It was Ja Rule, DMX, and Hov.
Yeah, that was a good pick.
Now, what did you think about that? Because you've been around and seen all this that's gone down.
That was good.
A couple of days.
That was good.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing when you seen me and Jay on B-side.
Mm-hmm.
It was good.
Have y'all talked since?
Yeah.
Something going to come out of that, or...
I hope so. It'll be good for hip hop. They and them just did the Bad Boy tour, Rockefeller Reunion tour. Mm-hmm.
You've been making comments about the young rappers too. You don't think you should just let kids be kids? Cause somebody let you be a kid once.
Nah. Somebody need to talk to the kids. Somebody need to get them a real.
What do you like about it?
Cause you said the colorful braids, the dreads.
Well, that's women. Like men, when men started doing that, you had people in the back in the day like George Clinton. Different is good. It's good, but when you get to the point where as though it's blatant, I shouldn't have to explain to my son why two men kissing on TV. I shouldn't have to explain to my son why people wear men is wearing high heels. And would you want to explain that to your son?
Nah, and I don't want to explain to my son why dudes on Instagram with guns either. We saw you on the gram with two guns up. Like, criminalization, is neither one is good.
How that's criminalization? They was props.
So, I mean, I hear you talk about the kids' clothes. You remember you did the State Property clothing line. I remember an interview you did where you said they got the little compartments to hide your guns and hide your dope. Like, it could have... That looks crazy. And when you think
quiet,
about it...
Be quiet, Charlamagne. Shut up. What's up, man?
So when is the new project coming out? And are you staying independent? Are you signed? What's the future for Beanie Sigel?
Man, I might do a double CD. How this music coming out?
Mm.
I'm gonna get back to the other music though. I just had to load up a clip on that side just in case. It's hip hop. Mm.
So what happens if Meek calls you and be like, "Yo, Mac, what's up? Let's squash this."
Put the phone call in. Let's sit down and talk about it.
It's just that simple?
It's that easy.
But then, in your mind, you still think he's not real. He's a sucker.
You keep saying that. I'm not going to let you put words in my mouth. You keep saying
that. You said that.
Regardless, though.
You say, I'm not putting words in your mouth. You said that.
Regardless. Why you keep harping on that? We answered that.
You like?
So don't talk out your neck because you want... If you're saying you want unity, keep doing that, man. Don't stop playing
with
me, man.
It's confusing, my brother.
It ain't confusing. Like, it's confusing to you because you don't know the severity of the situation.
If you do a 2.5-hour record...
You don't know the severity of the situation, man.
But it can't be that
severe. It's too close to home. We'll see. Like I said, I don't know. I might not pick that call up. But we'll see.
Right.
I mean, that'd be the better move. That'd be the smarter move for me. I don't want to walk a track in somebody's prison the rest of my life.
All right.
I don't want to do that. So that'd be what Beanie Sigel should do.
Mm.
Like I said, it got what Mac want to do, but what Beanie Sigel want to do is just that.
And I was curious, did you speak to Game or Drake, like one of those things where it's like, here's a verse, but nah, it hasn't been that way?
What do you mean?
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
What you mean like...
No, I can't do that, man. Mm. That's being a sucker. I couldn't do that. I got to see how that play out.
Okay, so you wouldn't take a verse from Drake or a verse from Game going at me?
Nah. That'd be totally corny, and that's some bullshit. That might be good for me. I don't know about Game. I mean, but Drake, the biggest thing in hip-hop.
What do you think of Game and the stuff he...
It don't matter what... Put it like this. I know who in L.A. Anybody can be anybody behind music. I know my conversation with Game and Wack. It was stand down. That's it.
Well, I know I'm not qualified to speak on this, but you can understand how some people don't think what you're doing is all the way solid.
You might not think that, and you're not qualified, dog. You're a radio personality, man.
That is
you don't
a fact.
Come from my world. You wouldn't understand my world. You don't come from my world. You don't know nothing about that, man.
Nah, I don't.
Yeah, stop running your mouth, man.
And I don't want
to. Stop running your mouth. You shouldn't. It's dangerous. It's dangerous.
No doubt.
You talking about somebody who went to war with police. It's dangerous. Attempted murders in the height of my career. It's dangerous. You don't know nothing about that, man.
No.
You sit up here and your job is to play games. But play with something safe, man. Don't play with me.
All right.
Penny Siegel. Mac Bitch. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Drake has announced a new tour that he's going on for 2017. It's the Boy Meets World Tour, and that's going to start in Amsterdam January 21st. Now, we already know about his Summer 16 tour and all of that. He actually had to postpone some dates because he had an ankle injury. But what else is going on in Drake's life? Well, according to rumors, Drake and Rihanna are taking a break from dating. And we told you this before. They're saying that Drake is now dating India Love. Well, there might really be some truth to that. I don't know if you guys saw this, but I forgot that Drake actually used to date India Love's sister, Crystal Westbrook, and she put up on Twitter, well, this is getting really awkward. That awkward moment when she hops on your ex's ... nevermind, hashtag I feel like Ray J. And then she posted, Drake shows up with lovely model Crystal Westbrook, and she said, I need answers, Sway. Then she unfollowed her sister, India, and she did the whole I hit it first.
Aren't real sisters supposed to share and share alike, though?
Not like
Why
that.
Why they just ain't run a train on Drake?
I don't know how that happens, but I mean, I can imagine that seems a little bit disturbing. Why would you date
a little
somebody
awkward.
That
That's
I
a real sister, right?
That's her real sister.
Yeah, that's a little awkward.
Right. I can't be mad at Drake for wanting to go through all those sisters, though.
You're not mad at it?
No.
Well, if you don't know what she looks like, you can take a look at Revolt TV. They're posting all the pictures.
Yeah, they bad, bro.
You can see India.
They
Love
bad.
And her sister,
but I'm a change, man. Let me grab my Crystal. Bible. Where my Bible at?
All right, now let's talk about some new situations. There's a new movie called Monster, and that movie is actually going to be executive produced by Nas and John Legend. They're actually going to be expanding their acting resumes. Nas and A$AP Rocky are in the movie as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be pretty interesting. Nas is doing a lot.
Nas is doing a lot. He's investing a lot. He's
and
winning
so
out there,
John
too.
And so is John Legend.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm looking forward to seeing this. The plot is about a teenage honor student, and it's based on a book as well, named Steve Hardman. They changed his name to Harrison in the movie. He is wrongfully accused of murder, and it talks about his journey throughout the trial.
Yeah, Nas and John Legend are quietly executive producing a lot of shows that people may not even realize. Nas was like EP of the Get Down.
Mm-hmm.
He got the show coming out based on, I think, Biggie's life or Biggie's lyrics or something. I don't know.
Right, there's a lot going on. We see everybody's jumping in. You see Jay-Z's been doing a lot as well lately.
Absolutely.
Hey, man, executive producer is a great title to have.
It's really nice to see everybody expanding mm-hmm. and doing different things. All right, Prodigy, in the meantime, speaking of expanding, has a book out today. And this book is called Commissary Kitchen, My Infamous Cookbook. Now, what Prodigy is talking about in this book is being locked up 3.5 years in New York for weapons charges. He said while he was locked up, he couldn't get over how unappetizing the prison food was. And that's when his family started sending him all these 30-pound care packages with green veggies and other foods. And he talks about using a microwave and a toaster and cooking his own meals. So I guess it's like a kind of a jail cookbook.
Okay.
To teach you how to make certain things like barbecued salmon over rice and macaroni salad. And he talks about why he wrote the book. He actually did an interview with Bassett and talking about his experience of being in jail and cooking. He said, I learned that the 2 hours it takes to prepare a meal and eat it and all that, it took our mind off of where we were for a little while. It was peaceful, relaxing, kind of like meditating. He also has sickle cell, so he wanted to make sure that he was healthier while he was in jail
mm-hmm.
instead of eating that jail food. All right, well, that is your Rumor Report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, Missy. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who you giving that donkey to?
Listen, it's a young lady that was on CNN last night. Her name is Betsy McCaughey. I believe that's how you pronounce her name. She needs to come in front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with her.
Okay.
And after Donkey, we're going to talk about the Beanie Siegel interview.
Yeah,
I think it's a teachable moment in there.
Uh-huh.
All right. I missed it.
Let's get into the Donkey today. Next, keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey?
Yeehaw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, October 11th, goes to Betsy McCaughey, okay, a former lieutenant governor of New York, who last night on CNN called Hillary Clinton hypocritical. Actually, she said hypocritical. Mm. Never heard that one.
Hypocritical.
For criticizing Trump's comments about grabbing a woman's pussycat. Now, one of the main excuses Trump supporters are using is that you hear worse in rap songs, and that statement requires an easy rebuttal. And that's simply, hey, you're right, but the rappers aren't running for president. But does that stop people like Betsy McCaughey from firing those shots, using hip-hop, using our culture as ammo as to why Hillary Clinton is a hypocrite? Let's hear what she had to say.
I don't listen to rap music. I don't like that kind of thing because it's full of the F word, the P word, the B word, the A word, the...
I don't think anybody... Listen, I gotta say, I don't think anybody likes that, but those people are not running for president.
Yes, but I wanted to point something out.
Okay, go ahead.
And which is that Hillary Clinton expresses that she finds the language on that bus horrific, but in fact, she likes language like this, quote, I came to slay, bitch. When he F me good, I take his ass to Red Lobster.
Did she say that?
That happens to be a line from Beyonce.
Yeah, I know. That's Beyonce's...
Her favorite performer, whom she says she idolizes and would like to imitate. So, you know what I'm saying to you? There's a lot of hypocrisy in Hillary Clinton expressing such horror...
Okay, Betsy.
Reach! I think I'm big reach. That was a reach of Reed Richards' Fantastic Four proportions, okay? I'm talking Elastigirl from The Incredibles. First of all, absolutely nothing wrong with Hillary Clinton being a fan of Beyonce. Drop one of Clues bombs for that. You know I'm a Pinkett Smith Winfrey Knowles Carter. Okay, and in that record formation, that line she quoted, Beyonce is talking about consensual sex with her husband, and if the sex is good, she will take him for something to eat at Red Lobster. How does that equate to a man saying, when you're famous, random women just let you grab their pussycats? You comparing taking your man to eat because he put that consensual good sex on you to a man feeling so privileged and entitled that he feels like he has access to any woman's vaginas he wants just because he's famous? I don't see the correlation. Okay, do Trump supporters ever realize when they try to defend Donald Trump's actions, they end up looking and sounding just as stupid as him? I know why that is. Because association with other people corrupts our character, especially when we have none. Okay, all Trump supporters need to be picky about who they keep around them or whose information they take in, because personalities, words, and traits do rub off on you. And boy, y'all got a lot of Trump on y'all. Please give Betsy McCaughey the biggest hee-haw.
All right.
A lot of hypocrisy.
Is that a word? Is that how you pronounce it?
I thought it was hypocrisy.
Oh,
it is hypocrisy. All right.
Who am I?
Thank you for that, Donkey. Today, when we come back, we got to talk this Beanie Siegel interview.
Yeah, I thought it was a couple teachable moments in there, but you know, the biggest teachable moment is just something that I've been stressing for the longest.
What's that?
Being real and being criminal is two different things. I think for a long time in our culture, you know, we act like being criminal is so-called real. You know, just because of how many felonies you got, or how many times you've been to jail, or how many people you shot, or how many times you pulled up somewhere with your gun, people say you're real. But
that just means you got caught.
Yeah. No, it just means you're a criminal. It
means you're criminal.
Criminal activities.
Absolutely, criminal.
Okay? You can be real. There's plenty of real people out here that's just
being themselves.
And you can also do those things and not be real.
What's the question?
Let's be clear.
That's my point. Yeah.
Right.
That's what I just said.
But what's the question, guys?
Huh?
I don't know.
What is the question? What is the question?
Yeah. Like
stopped.
What is the difference? Like,
what is the difference between being real and being criminal?
Yes. I'd like to hear how other people feel about that, because that's just my opinion. My opinion is that you can be real. Like, a real person is just somebody who's true to themselves, regardless of what that is. You know, I just think it's a difference between being real and being criminal.
Because most criminals aren't real. If you think about it,
800-585-1051.
Now, you think about it. Me and you do a crime. I get caught. I snitch on you. Is that being real? We both did the crime. Now, I get caught. Now,
you're being true to yourself. You're just a snitch.
See? There you go. 800-585-1051. We're talking criminal versus being real.
I just want to hear what people think about that. The real versus criminal thing. Because I think it's a difference.
Okay. We'll talk about it when we come back.
Let me know.
800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. You're there all day. That was Jay-Z with Encore. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, Beanie Siegel was here earlier today, and he said something that struck a nerve with Charlamagne. He was talking between...
Why you say he struck a nerve? He struck a nerve.
Something between criminal and real.
Play the clip.
Is Kanye a street nick?
Absolutely not.
You know the stories. Who was there? And he ain't a street nick, but he part of that thing of ours.
Mm-hmm.
So I took penitentiary chances. You understand what I'm saying?
Now, for people that don't know...
You don't understand? Because, you know why? Because you not from that cloth.
Well, that's cool. I don't get it.
You not. That's why you don't understand that. That's like the average dude.
It's a difference between saying somebody's not a street and saying somebody's not real and a sucker. That's the difference. It's a difference between being street and real. Kanye's real.
When you portray yourself...
Kanye's real, but true to who he is.
When you portray yourself in a certain light, like you won't go all the way right there and you don't, I got to draw back.
Like, you know, for me, I think somebody like Kanye West is real in his own right. I mean, that's why I like hip-hop so much right now. I mean, as much as people want to give flack to a lot of these kids, they really are truly being themselves. I don't care whether it's Chance the Rapper, Vic Mensa, Drake, J. Cole, Kendrick, Wale. Like,
right.
Those kids are truly being themselves. They're not out here trying to be thugs.
They didn't grow up in the street necessarily, and that's not what they know.
Man,
so
most people,
themselves.
A lot of kids from our era didn't grow up in the street but still portray that lifestyle because that looked like it was the cool thing
to
do.
And
like
it was profitable at the time.
Yeah, you had to be real. You had to come off as criminal in order to be looked upon as real. You had to be gangster to be real.
A lot of people trying to be quote-unquote real got themselves locked up.
That is true. And by the way, every real gangster I know, my father used to tell me something. My father used to say all the hard dudes, you know, like the real hard dudes,
yes,
are in jail or dead. The rest of them have evolved into something else. There's nobody that after the age of really 30, really, that's really, really, really been in the street who still wants to be that hood street dude.
Nah, nobody
like that's
does.
Just ridiculous. Why? Why would you want to be? And when it comes to, like, the whole feminization thing, guys wearing skirts and all that, I don't care. Do you? All I know is I would be more terrified of three dudes walking on a train with AK-47s and all kind of guns than I would of three dudes in dresses. I'd be a little like, whoa, what's about to happen here? But okay, I wouldn't be scared, all right?
I think I'd be scared for both, just in case. Especially
come on, man, stop it.
They think you cute, too.
You rather, okay, so would you rather a bunch of guys chasing you down thinking you're cute or a bunch of guys with guns trying to kill you?
Trying to kill me, I'd be more scared of that.
Okay.
What'd you say?
I'll drink some water. Okay. So you'll take the feminization over the criminalization.
There you go. Hello, who's this?
Kim from Brooklyn.
Hey, Kim. Good morning.
How are you?
How are you doing?
Hey, Kim.
I'm great. I'm just calling because I listened to the interview this morning with Beanie Siegel, and he's ignorant. This is the first time that I have to actually agree with Charlamagne. He has a criminal mindset. And he needs to grow up. He really does. And for the platform that he has, for him to still be saying the things that he was saying the day before yesterday, he's extremely ignorant. And he needs to either grow up or shut the hell up forever.
Okay, thank you, Mama.
Why do people always love to qualify it by saying, this is the first time I've ever agreed with Charlamagne?
Maybe Norman doesn't agree with you.
Maybe that's the truth.
I'm a very logical person.
I don't know about that. Hello, who's this?
Marquette, I'm calling from the 757.
All right, now we're talking about being criminal and being real.
I run into this all the time. I'm from a little town in North Carolina, but people think just because you're criminal, just because you got so many felonies, it automatically makes you real. It has nothing to do with your character at the end of the day. Point blank, period. You could go rob somebody, kill somebody, but go stab your homie in the bed at the same time and then still be screaming that you're real.
Hey, that's real. I like what you said just now because a lot of people that are criminal have terrible characters, by the way.
They do. And that may be why they're criminals.
You know what? You're absolutely right.
All right, thank you, guys.
All right, Mama. All right, 800-585-1051. We're talking the difference between being criminal and being real.
Yeah, I just want to know what people think, man. I mean, it's definitely a difference, but, you know, for so long in our culture, we've acted like being criminal was real, but I just want to know what y'all think about that.
All right, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Kent Jones with Don't Mind. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. If you just joined us, Beanie Siegel stopped through earlier, and this is what he had to say.
Is Kanye a street nick?
Absolutely not.
You know the stories. Who was there? And he ain't a street nick, but he part of that thing of ours.
Mm-hmm.
So I took penitentiary chances. You understand what I'm saying?
Now, for people that don't know.
Don't.
You know how you don't understand? Because you know why? Because you not from that cloth.
Mama, that's cool. I don't get it.
You not. That's why you don't understand that. That's like the average dude.
It's a difference between saying somebody's not a street and saying somebody's not real and a sucker.
That's the difference. There's a difference between being street and real. Kanye's real.
When you portray yourself,
true to who he is.
When you portray yourself in a certain light, like you going to go all the way right there and you don't, I got to draw back.
Yeah, I just think it's a distinct difference, man. I think that being real is one thing and being criminal is another thing. I don't think that you can chastise somebody like Kanye West or anybody like that just because they're not criminal. That don't make them a square or any less real just because they don't partake in the thug life.
Well, if you haven't heard the story that Beanie mentioned earlier, Kanye West was at a diner in the city, and he had all his jewelry on. It was after a club, and I guess in the diner came some people that was looking to rob him. He called Beanie Sigel. Beanie Sigel went to the diner with a couple of guns, walked Kanye out after Kanye was off. He finished his meal.
Now, I will say this. Beanie was real for doing that.
Right.
Not real because of the fact that he was there with a gun, but real because he came to the aid of somebody that he considered a friend at the time.
Right.
That's being real.
That's real. That's being real and criminal because the guns were illegal. So it was a little bit of both there.
Okay.
I mean, it could be just as real as somebody could intelligently discuss something with you and not have to resort to violence. I could find that to be real also.
Absolutely. Hello, who's this?
Hey, C from Jersey.
Hey, what's up, bro? We're talking criminal and real.
It depends on how a person uses it. Like, I agree with Charlamagne. You know what I'm saying? I mean, real, it speaks to your integrity. You know, we say keep it 100 or whatever. Criminal, you just grind it. But at the same time, you could be a real criminal too.
Right.
People come to your house, you hiding your money, you hiding your jewelry and things like that. But if you really want to be technical and logical, there's a big difference between real and criminal. Mm-hmm. You know, you be real, you could be 100%, you could be truthful, you could be the person you can trust. But then criminal, I'm watching my back. You know, you're not 100%. I don't trust you.
Right.
But it's just a huge difference.
Okay.
I mean, that's true, because you look at the era we grew up in, we had a lot of fake people that was acting like they was real. All these dudes...
But we all believed it.
And we all believed at the mm-hmm. time. All these dudes that was acting like they was so street and so gangster mm-hmm. and so hard. And mm-hmm. if rappers did 90% of everything they said they did in their rhymes, they'd all be in prison or dead.
Yeah, pretty much. Right. But we believed it. We bought into it.
I think all those people, when I went to school, came to college and tried to reinvent themselves. They was nerds back home. Mm-hmm. And then they came to school trying to act like they was tough and running the block back home. And you like, come on, I know somebody from your town.
Mm-hmm. Hello, who's this?
Hello. Yo, this is Anonymous from Harlem.
We're talking real and criminal.
I know he's real already.
There's a big difference between real and criminal. You ain't got to be real to be criminal, and you ain't got to be criminal to be real. Now, Envy, you said something about if you're criminal, you're not real. How is that? That's impossible.
He was saying what you just said, like all criminals aren't real.
All criminals aren't real.
Oh, no, that's definitely true. But that's a misconception that only bozos got these days.
Right.
Everybody ain't got that misconception no more.
Right.
A lot of people understand what it really is.
No doubt, my brother.
Now, what's the moral of the story?
Listen, man, the moral of the story is there is nothing more beautiful than seeing a person being themselves. Imagine going through your day being unapologetically you. That's why I love, you know, where hip-hop is. At this stage in my life, I'm grown. I got kids. I got a family. I appreciate all them dudes who ain't out here on that rah-rah, rapping about all the guns they got, all the dope they've sold. That's just a destructive lifestyle that's led a lot of our people down the dark, dark path, man.
Yeah.
So I like everybody.
I ain't gonna front. The fact that my son dances to all this new music and they make up their dances, I'm happy because at that age, it was Mobb Deep.
Mobb Deep, baby.
It was
punch
Nas.
You in your face, rock your brain with your nose bone.
It was M.O.P. Okay. It was Hove.
It was about the street.
It was, yeah, absolutely positive.
And it's sad, I'm telling you, man, it's sad watching some people that can't get out of that, Joe.
Right.
When you're 40 plus years old and you still stuck on that. That's kinda sad, bro.
Well, yeah, we got rumors on the way.
Well, yeah, let's talk about why Clefy had some praise for Young Thug. We'll tell you what hip-hop legend he actually compared Young Thug to. Also, Kim Kardashian. There was a mistake that the robbers made. We'll tell you what they left behind and what she had to say about the people who actually stole all that jewelry from her.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip.
The rumor report. Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Yes, well, Floyd Mayweather recently was doing an interview, and he started talking about Black Lives Matter, All Lives Matter, all of those things. And usually he doesn't really get too political, but check it out.
I'm here to say all lives matter. We get stuck, and we're followers. When you hear one person say, Black Lives Matters or Blue Lives Matters, all lives matters. And what I learned from boxing, what everyone can take in real life is follow directions, follow order. Don't give nobody no hard time. It's not right what's going on, within this world on both sides. I think we need to communicate better, and I think we need to follow direction. It's rules and regulations to everything.
I don't understand how a man with that much money can sound so slavish. Like, you should have freedom when you got money, right? Unless that's how he really feels. To me, that sounds like programmed talking points.
He might really feel that way, or he might not understand Black Lives Matter.
He doesn't.
He might just be a little disconnected because he's been having money for such a long time.
But just the whole follow directions, follow order thing. We've seen plenty of videos where people are following directions. They got their hands up and they still getting shot. So what the hell is he talking about? Like, I don't see how you can have that much money. You all don't want
to
see me with that kind of money.
I was disappointed in Floyd for those remarks. But hopefully, now that he said that, people will come forward and try to educate him.
I'm glad he ain't got no more fights to sell, because Black people would not be buying his fights after those comments.
All right, now let's discuss Kim Kardashian and what happened with that robbery. They did drop one item, is what is happening now. They're saying that item was a platinum-mounted diamond cross. It's worth about $33,000. Somebody who was actually just passing by found it on a sidewalk outside of the apartment complex.
And they gave it back?
They gave it back.
Wow.
So now the police are checking for any type of DNA that could potentially help crack this case. Now, according to Kim Kardashian, she was talking about what happened, and she was saying they didn't seem like experienced robbers. The way that they were speaking to each other, they seemed a little befuddled, is the word I'm going to use here.
Well, they got off with a lot of jewelry, though.
Right. Somehow they got away with it, though. So befuddled or not, they made it happen. Mm-hmm. All right. Wyclef.
I want to know how experienced robbers move now. Like,
I guess it wasn't smooth. I guess they were arguing with each other.
Do they speak more eloquently?
They were speaking in French, by the way.
So where is the ring, madame?
Understand what was being said. All right. Wyclef has some things to say about Young Thug. He actually recently, in an interview with Pigeons and Planes, talked about connecting with Young Thug and talking about Haiti. And that's... he said he's from a project. I'm from a similar background. He has a natural love for Haiti, understanding the history of Haiti. He said he reminded me of a modern Tupac, in a sense, in a revolutionary sense. And Wyclef went on to say that although Young Thug might look like a thug, he's far more educated than that label would suggest. So
Thug is not a modern-day Tupac. Why does he remind you of a modern-day Tupac?
He said he's a revolutionary.
How?
I haven't had a conversation with Young Thug.
I think Young Thug is an individual. I think he's one of the most unique individuals that we have out here. But to say he's a revolutionary, that's a bit of a reach, you don't think?
Well, we haven't had a conversation with Thug.
Well, the revolutionary doesn't reflect in his music. Okay.
All right, and the American Music Awards, congratulations again to Drake. He has a record 13 nominations. Prior to this, Michael Jackson had 11 nominations in 1984, and that was the record. But now Drake has broken that with 13, so that's going to come on November 20th. Now Rihanna has 7 nominations. Adele and Justin Bieber have 5. And Beyonce and the Chainsmokers have 4 nominations each. And, okay, I don't know if you guys have been following this story, but Khloe Kardashian has a new man, Tristan Thompson. We know Tristan from the Cleveland Cavaliers, right? Mm-hmm. The only issue is that Tristan does have an ex-girlfriend at this point who is pregnant. She just recently had her baby shower also. She's celebrating the arrival of her son. And his ex-girlfriend who's pregnant, Jordan, she also is Aniko's cousin, who is Kevin Hart's wife, if you follow me. So Aniko is a cousin of the girl who's about to have a baby with Tristan Thompson, who is now dating Khloe Kardashian. Now, allegedly, Tristan and Khloe actually met at Kevin Hart and Aniko's wedding back in August, and that she was pregnant at that time. So there you have it. All right?
You just confused me, but all right.
You didn't get it?
No.
Tristan Thompson.
Don't explain it. Don't even worry about it. Just let it go.
Is Aniko's cousin.
Okay.
Not that difficult. And now Tristan Thompson's dating Khloe Kardashian, as you guys have seen from the pictures of them out and about.
What's that mean, though?
What do you mean?
Like, what did that mean?
I'm just telling you what's happening.
You just tell us the connection.
Okay. All right.
Jordan, the chick that used to be his girlfriend.
We got it.
I don't care.
Just a lot of intermingling of different groups of people. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report. It's because both of y'all are on your phone not listening. That's why.
All right.
I'm waiting for this Beanie Siegel interview to upload.
Yeah.
Everybody keep tweeting me about it. It's going to be up in a minute.
Okay. Sometimes you got to pay attention to hear what's going on.
It's uploading.
All right. Well, thank you for those rumors.
Oh, I'm going to be on Trevor Noah tonight, too. I'm going to be on Trevor Noah's The Daily Show. The Daily Show with Trevor Noah.
Okay.
It's Comedy Central. Is it?
Do you know?
Comedy Central, right? Comedy Central.
I don't even know.
Let's figure it out.
10:30.
This guy definitely has the wrong time.
No, I'm gonna be.
I'm gonna say goodbye to Revolt. You okay. You find out the time. Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Hold on. I got it right here. Hold on. I got it.
So what? Nah, they can shout themselves out. But Revolt, we'll see you guys tomorrow, all right? Everybody else, the People's Choice Mix is up next. You want to hear something? 800-585-1051 at DJ Envy. Charlamagne, you got the right time yet?
10:30, right, Steve? Daily Show? Okay.
Oh, my goodness. This guy here. Breakfast Club, good morning. Mix up next.